This is Davinston.
And we're... Wow. Well, I don't know if the mic picked that up, but just as I was introducing us for the last part of the show, Pip decided to play her nose.
We'd start off with mucus.
What is wrong with you? We had a whole break.
It never stops.
Is it a music show? No, it's a mucus show.
Oh,
fucking despicable.
I hate that word. No, it's...
Despicable?
No.
Get used to it.
No, it's just, it won't stop.
What won't stop?
Oh, my God, the ever flow out of my nose.
Ever flow.
The show is alive with the sound of mucus.
Ah, la, la, la.
Save your strength, sweetie.
Funny.
All right. Let's do some Ann Jackson. It's been a while.
Yes.
Okay.
So we'll do some Scambusters and... I'm sure she's going to fight with somebody tonight.
Oh, of course.
Because that's how this shit usually turns out.
Don't forget the picks.
I didn't even think about it.
She got to do them on the fly.
Yeah, I do. I totally forgot. Wow, I'm out of practice.
Okay. So what happens when you show up intermittently?
Wow. Okay. So I'm going to say...
God damn it. Sorry, Yankee score.
That's not a word.
No, that's
well, that could be one of the categories.
God damn it. She never says that, though. I think that we're going to do the ever-popular Mr. Davin,
okay.
Of course. And then we're going to mention every time she mentions one of her jobs.
Ooh. What do you mean, one of her jobs?
Whenever she mentions, I work so many jobs, or, you know, I have so many jobs.
Jobs?
Just whenever she mentions, not the word job, but she mentions her jobs. So we'll do that. And then the other one is so-called.
No.
Just right. So-called.
Yeah, righty. All right, I'm going to go with five Mr. Davins.
Okay.
I'm going to go with two jobs.
Okay.
And I'm going to go with seven so-called.
Okay, nice. Okay. I'm going to say four Mr. Davins. I'm going to say three times she mentions her jobs. And so-called, I'm going to say five. And so Joe's girl says...
Hi, Joe's girl.
Yeah, she says
hi, Joe's
four Mr. Davins. One job and two so-called.
Here we go. Dateline, September 27th, 2014. Subject, you will suffer for what you have done to me.
Ooh.
Oh. Hold on. Is that Joanne writing it?
Oh, my God. If I wasn't so snotty, I would have beat you to it.
Yeah.
So that shows a text
for 7 years.
That's a text from Joanne.
It's been boogers that have been your fucking comedic Achilles heel. That's what it's been.
No, right. I really was thinking, is that your ex-wife?
Sure you were. Yeah, right. Nobody's buying that, Pip. Nobody's buying that.
All right, buy some of this.
No, I don't want you. I want your fucking boogies. Disgusting animal.
You notice I brought my own bag to hold all of my disgusting rags?
I did not. I just figured.
The size of a sleeping bag. Look at that. Oh, my God. I'm going to vomit. You fucking
well,
bag
she brought
of snot tissues.
She brought a bag for it, so.
She's going to need a hand truck to get it out.
Yuck.
What are you going to do? Get a hand truck? A whistle for a high-lo?
Oh, God.
Man, you guys are vile. Criminal Melvin Santos.
Oh, Jesus.
You are a fucking rotten egg.
Ooh, them's fighting words.
Was this close to Easter?
What?
Was this close to Easter?
No, I think Melvin Santos was the last one to arrive someplace.
Nice.
Just caught that.
Yeah, so did I.
See, sometimes they mosey on in.
Sure.
It's funny.
Sure. Doesn't all have to be comparing somebody to an animal. Right. Sometimes you can do subtle humor. Right. And keep a show.
There you go.
I now understand U.S. is a fucking org without any functions, and you use me. You steal my research, and you are a real asshole. You are a fucking big fraud star.
I like that. Big fraud star.
What did you send to me? Read your mails. It is a shame that you lied to me. And now we have a list. It's this time.
Roll call.
Number one, James H. Miller threatened me a lot, and he said he wanted to send UN boys from Thailand to kidnap
me.
I didn't know the UN provides that service now.
Kidnapping service.
See that in their charter?
Yeah, really?
Well, the president's got a right to be a little hard on the United Nations.
Yeah, they're kidnapping people.
I didn't know. He should fucking tweet that. Yeah. Get me on board. Point that out.
We're going after Japanese women.
Not for the reasons here.
they labeled their kidnapping service Snatch, but people kept calling and thinking they were going to get something completely different.
How did what role did Snot play in that joke?
It did not.
That was all you, was it, sweetie?
My head is full.
Of snot.
Of mucus.
Not of humor. Anyway.
It
popped.
Oh, you can hear the gallons going to there.
Disgusting. She laughed and blew.
Oh, I know.
There's no time when laughing and blowing is ever a good fucking scenario.
That was a lease.
A lease?
Yeah, like half laugh, half sneeze.
I've blown through the whole show.
Oh my god! Put it in the trough, the sack of snot.
You know what she needs? She needs a snot bucket, a snot shovel.
Oh, snot shovel. Yeah,
she needs snot shovel.
Well, if it's crusty, you make a snot shovel.
Oh, I didn't know there were certain snot shovels for certain occasions.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Snot shovel. Ask for it by name.
Yeah.
Must
I? I saw Joe late at night on one of the home shopping networks, just pitching his little heart out. It was nice.
Yeah, a little snot
had a huge nose. He would stick his fucking hand in there.
Oh, yeah. Hold on. We got to call. This is Agnes from Missouri. Hi, Agnes. I've always had a problem with boogers. And your snot shovel works wonders. Good, good. I just scoop it out and I put it in a big sack like Pip has right now.
I've always had a big sack.
But I use them for my crusty boogers. But what about the wet stringy ones, Mr. Cutter? Is there a new product coming out?
Yes, it's the Deluxe Snot Shovel.
Deluxe Snot Shovel?
Yes, which is made of sponge, which sucks all that up.
Oh, my God.
And buy two snot shovels, get the sponge snot shovel for free. Just pay separate shipping and handling.
I thought you were partnering with Dyson.
Okay, the snot shovel.
Oh, not Dyson.
Not Dyson.
Dyson.
The vacuum people.
I actually sell Dyson.
Really?
That's one of the lines we sell. Not the vacuum, all the hand dryers and stuff.
Even better. Does it come in different colors?
Number two. You asked me to cooperate with such a fucking love scammer as well as mafia. I can see what kind of person you are. She's back on board.
There you go.
Number three, fake FBI brown cotton thread. Me. Any scam? Me. Out of $70,000, which was sent to David Moore in Ghana. He is fucking criminal because he lies. No one gets money back. Eric Bohr is escaping. I will expose everything, my tits too, to the United Nations. I will send every mail to them to do unrest report. If I was these scammers, enough with the fucking unrest report. Either unrest report or get off the pot. I've had enough.
Unrest report.
Number four, fucking Green family.
That's what's in that bag.
Damn it. Better than what I was going to cut. I'll give you that one.
Better than what I've been coming up with.
Why does it fucking sound like a tire's blowing out every time? Now she's turning red. So fucking mucusy. You've never been as unappealing as you are now, and that's saying something. You're often quite unappealing.
Thank you.
It's the confidence building portion of the show.
First they tear you down.
Get her the green screen so at least it blends.
The green screen, just have a sneeze on it.
It was white, but Pip showed up. It's a green.
It's a green screen now.
Why is there so much texture? It was chunky. This is our fault. We keep on making her laugh and she can't even blow it properly. Don't laugh. We don't want to get a sneeze guard on this fucking show.
At the day program, we had this one of our coworkers who used to like blow like that, and one of my coworkers, Cindy, would get disgusted by it, and I would just rub it, and I go, Cindy, yes, what's my favorite author? I don't want to. What's my favorite? Ian Fleming. Then he would blow. Cindy, no, Joe, no, Cindy, what? What's my favorite town in Jersey? Flemington. Joe, no, what's my favorite bird? A flamingo.
a flamingo. Oh my god. That's my favorite town in Jersey.
Not the show I wrote.
It's the show you're going to get.
Clearly so.
With her mucus and my stupidity, you
don't,
can't
don't get
go
cocky.
Wrong.
I'll get fucking Rosanna in here. I hear she's available.
You're the boss. Read on, Macbeth.
Bring Rosanna, fucking replace Pip. Get that night white racist fucking demographic I've been looking for.
Funny.
You'll be the most popular member of the show. number four, fucking Green family. This is
nah, no. Hey, what a coincidence.
This is the real mafia family. Jennifer Green lied to me because I did not ask her to confirm. She lies and lies. She chokes my money, and she never shows the truth about the bank. This is real scam. Number five, you are real scammers, and I will spread the whole to the world.
Will you now?
That's what they did with Stormy Daniels.
Great name for a porno. Spread the whole to the world.
The whole to the world.
Whole to
the
world.
World.
Whole for the boys and girls. Whole for the fishes in the deep blue sea. Whole for you and me. Jeremiah was a big cock. Had two big balls of mine.
Spurred his juice 1,000 miles. And I'm tired, Mike.
It was a little salty, tasted like brine.
Thanks for the finish.
Whole that's what
to
she
the
said.
World. All the balls in the world.
Thanks for the finish.
All to the sperm swimming like fish in the blue sea. All right, fucking write it
you
down.
Know, yeah, I did.
Sometimes late in the show, we're good at info. Tonight, little we got it out. No pun intended. But
well, we're running handicapped.
We don't
have Pip's usual contributions to spur us through.
Yeah, we got to workshop that one.
She's out of napkins.
Uh-oh.
I have a tissues.
This is a problem.
Go upstairs. There's some in the kitchen.
I think Lowe's is open. Maybe get a drop cloth.
Go to BJ's. Get the industrial-sized tissues. Slither upstairs. We'll fucking wait. Hurry up. Well, because we need you to fucking keep track here. I don't know what your words are. I barely listen to you. Hurry. Run. I can't. What a fucking mess. I respect that she's here, though.
Yes.
I appreciate that. So I won't be that hard on the old gal.
God almighty. Hard on the old, like Nana.
Yeah.
I've got a stuffy nose. Oh, you sit right down, Nana.
Yeah, she's working hard. I respect that.
There you go.
It's disgusting.
I didn't know she was so. Well, she's got a cold or she's got allergies?
She's got allergies. I don't know. Anyway, maybe she's like all of us, allergic to success. Now she's having a fucking conversation up there. Let's go!
We're doing a show!
Come on, you could chit-chat later.
We got a writing meeting, a script meeting after this. Let's go, chop, chop, chop. I got to get to Dunkin' Donuts by the time
it
closes.
Let's go, Mucinex Bix Carrier. Get a move on. look at her with a brand new box of tissues.
Damn her, there you go. Puffs. You're all set.
I'm very excited.
No, I see that.
She's got the good tissues,
too.
The puffs.
Monk of red nose, yeah.
You like the puffs?
Yeah.
Oh, you're in all your fucking glory. Can I start or would you like to blow first?
I'd like to blow first.
Do it off mic and I'll read. She's fucking giddy. Like she's saying fucking succulent. Succulent funny. Boogers. Succulent snot. Come to Davin's Den for succulent
snot. Listen to that. Listen to that. There's ships coming in from the harbor.
We're taking on water. It's sloshing around. I can't
ship
even.
Shore, ship
I can't
shore.
Even get through a fucking paragraph on this show because you're so vile.
I've heard that before.
Number five, booger girl. You are real scammers, and I will spread the whole to the world.
I love that.
I even sent to the FBI in White House.
Oh,
it's going to be great. Aaron Jackson's
not his White House. It was Obama's White House. UN is fucking idiot sending me idiot websites. Fuck off. You are a real thief. You are not a doctor, but a real thief. Shame on you. Subject. This Miller never feels shame.
What?
This Miller never feels shame.
Got
okay.
That Miller feels it occasionally. This Miller, no. Yeah, you have to pick your right Millers.
Got it.
Barney Miller, very shamed.
Very nice.
Yeah. Dennis, perhaps not.
Dennis, perhaps not. Perhaps should feel some. We're still waiting for those Michelle Wolf jokes, Dennis.
Oh, my God. Yes, we are.
Sure, I'll get right on that.
Give me 3 or 4 days. Great at improv.
Mr. Davin.
Oh, there's one.
Uno.
You are really right. Finally, somebody understands. So Cool, James H. Miller's
oh, there's one.
Oh, So Cool.
Oh, So Cool, goddamn.
James God H. Nice. Miller's a fucking criminal working with Morris Maribi, Parker Green, Brown Cotton, Eric Bourne,
Joe Call!
And Jennifer Green to scam me. Here is the conversations I found in my free time, and there's plenty of it.
Your free time, holy shit. It'll be going to be for hours.
This is a woman who works 27 jobs, but yeah. No, she has time for this. Okay.
Melvin Santos cooperated with them. I sent this mail to a big fraud star, Melvin Santos, and he never arrested them. All right. So this is between Anne and what the fuck is – oh, this is – I don't know what the fuck this is. I got to be honest with you. So here's
give it a shot.
Here's a conversation she had. Here's a conversation she had with Melvin Santos. Here's an email she sent to Melvin Santos about a conversation she had with Miller. So-called Dr. Melvin.
Oh, there's two.
I am going to expose your mail to the world. You lie to me, saying the funds will be transferred. All of you work in a group to scam my money. Miller gang is cowards, since he should go to jail in Dubai. I thought I was going to jail in the Bahamas. I can't keep track.
Dubai?
I'm going to expose the hole to the world. Since you must be arrested. That's going to smite.
That's one of her jobs.
Expose the hole to the... Slow down, girl. Yeah, slow down. Down.
Maybe we don't want to see that.
Have you showered? Yeah. You lie to me. You are fucking criminals working with them. Where is my money back? Money back, money back. It is never going back, going back, going back.
My money back, money back, money back.
Here is the real evidence. Yeah, we will burn in hell. Don't you see
no evil?
Don't you see
no evil? Gotta burn in hell. Great
Twisted
tune.
System. Oh, okay.
Great
I'm
tune.
Like,
Stay hungry.
What?
Great tune.
I'm like, how do they both jump on that? I don't know what they're doing.
Well, it's a Long Island band, and I'm a big fan.
That's right. I'm a Long Island.
It's like Zebra, but successful.
Okay.
They ain't listening. You ain't opening for them. It's fine. The Zebra connection's moving on to other pot stickers, so I think that door is closed.
Nah, for now.
Oh, that's a shame. Anyway, you will burn in hell. Ann Jackson says to Miller, you and Green lie to me. Miller says, never. I never lied. Ann says, the credit card and my company are chasing me. I know what that's like.
Yeah.
Miller goes, so you will burn in hell. Ann goes, they want me to kill myself. You're a fucking liar. You will burn in hell. Miller goes, yes, why?
But of course.
You are not me. I'll expose the truth and then kill myself. Let the funds die. You did it to me. Miller goes, fine, do it. You are a liar. Ann goes, you're a coward. Miller goes, you are. Ann goes, a real coward. Miller goes, not me.
I got both.
It's like fucking arguing about the flush script.
No, got you a point. Are.
No, he doesn't. Yes, he does. No, he doesn't. Shorter, longer. Ghost, no ghost. I don't know. And goes, assholes, you will be arrested. Miller goes, I know who I am.
I know I'm an asshole.
Yeah, we straighten that out.
No argument here. We argue about everything, but we won't argue about that. And goes, I will let you go to hell.
Oh, well, thanks. Open up those gates down to the River Styx. Thank you so much.
I got the fast pass. You don't have to wait in lines for hell. I'm going to let you go right through.
Here, I'll feed the three-headed dog. Go ahead.
Yeah, because you figure the line to hell is probably really long, and you got to go.
That's hell. Yeah, but part of hell is waiting on line.
I know.
That's all hell is.
And what are you going to say to someone? This is bullshit. Well, of course it's stupid. It's hell.
I've been here for eternity. Yeah, this is fucking hell's deal. Hell.
What happens when you get past the gates? Another line.
Exactly.
Another
line. Oh, I think we're there. Oh, no, it wraps around. Yeah. It wraps wrapping around. Line. No. That's hell. Hell is just fucking waiting on line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Watch Hitler try to cut the line. Let me soup. Hey, you can't cut the line.
Stop goose-stepping. Okay.
Miller goes, just 450 euros. You cannot raise. Ann goes, now 450 euros. Before 150 euros. Fuck you. I have no money. You always lie. Miller says, and you stand there and tell me nonsense. Lie, lie, says Ann. I will close everything. Miller goes, Green raised 200 euros. Ann goes, I have no time to do such fucking scams.
Was it an Amway meeting?
Ann goes, I have no time to do such fucking scam. And I gotta, you know, to her credit, when do you have time for a fucking scam?
Really?
She's got plenty of
scams. I haven't got time for the scam.
I don't even give a damn. My
Miller
money's on the lamb. Sorry.
Well, who is?
My money is on the lamb.
Let's see. Miller goes, please leave me alone. Ann goes, go to hell. Miller goes, you too. Ann goes, you should burn in hell. You lied to E. Me.
You lied to E.
E.
Me. Miller goes, "You too." And goes, "Fucking gold bars, you should go to jail." Miller goes, "You did it. Fire will be-earn you." It was supposed to be burn, but he
yeah, fire will be-earn.
Yeah. And goes, "This gold bars make my life useless. You will. I will send the real terrorists to all of you." Now she's fucking issuing jihad.
She's on the the real terrorist.
Well, maybe it's us. I don't know. No. Miller goes, "You made them hold my gold bars." He actually wrote "dem." D-E-M. I'm not fucking Damn. Making that up. "You made them hold my gold bars."
Well, lo and lo, we sure got to get them to you.
Weird night to go to that voice. Gotta say, probably not the best choice tonight.
No, it's Dem just the way that's worded.
Bars. What?
It's the way that's worded to add to it.
I don't know if we're that nation anymore. Okay. Maybe we are. Maybe that's the problem.
Oh, no, we lost our show.
Yeah, well, there we go. Anyway, Anne goes, "See what it is?" Miller goes, and I quote, "Motherfucker." Anne goes, and I quote, "Who?"
Yeah, really. Just, you know, really. He has Tourette's. Motherfucker.
You want to speak out of context.
Anne goes, "Let them die." Miller goes, "You? Bye." Anne goes, "I will let you die." Miller goes, "I will delete you now, bastard." Anne goes, "You are fucking assholes." Well, you're showing them to the whole world. Assholes are going to get fucked.
Yeah, really. Those holes are spread far and wide now.
That's how I like my holes spread. Miller goes, let me remove you from my list, asshole.
Hole spread now.
Anne goes, "I will expose everything." This is strangely erotic.
Yeah, really.
"I will spread everything."
Miller goes, "Go to hell." Anne goes, "Who has gold bars?" Miller goes, "Criminal." Anne goes, "Lie, lie, lie." Miller goes, "Liar." Anne goes, "You and Green and his daughter. Fucking animals." Are we talking about MS-13 here, Joe? I'm confused.
No, we're done.
I don't
She did bring up terrorists before.
Yeah, I don't want to die on this fucking hill, you know?
Yeah, right. We'll pause as more gallons of snot pour out. Tonight's show is sponsored by snot.
Hey, leave me out of this. Miller, this isn't my part. Bring the box drop and a tissue. Miller goes, "You make my gold bars held in Europe, asshole. Your generations."
What?
You heard her.
Your generation.
Anne goes, "That is brown cotton. You will go to hell." Miller goes, "Bye."
Well, that sounds familiar.
Yeah. Certainly does. Anne goes, "Since you use me." Anne goes, "I will never have your money." Miller goes, "Fuck you. Go to hell."
Once again, sounds like a conversation between my Joanne and I.
Sure.
Well, there you go.
Their inspiration.
Yeah.
Anne goes, "I will send the conversation out. This is the real evidence." Miller goes, "You are scammers." "Yes." Anne goes, "All of you. Even fucking Jennifer." Miller goes, "Thief." Anne goes, "Never ending payment. Ha ha." Ha.
Ha.
This is scam. Real scam. You're a big liar. I will ask all of Hunters to fuck you." Whoa.
Oh, wow.
Whoa.
Wow.
Whoa.
Pull out that Whoa. Big rifle.
I did not sign up for that.
Yeah.
Back up, Cosby. What
I am going to have happened? To charge for that service.
I'm going to send all the Hunters to fuck you?
It'll apply you in the tree stand.
Roll call.
Roll call.
Line the scammers up. They're going to get a good old-fashioned fucking by the scam hunter.
Woods and Jackson, I'm going to fuck up.
Anybody hear a banjo?
Make a note for so I write this down, that Anne has a new role for scam hunters.
Anne has a new role?
Oh, yeah, because apparently we're doing this shit all wrong.
Where you been, Doc? I've been fucking Anne Jackson.
I don't know why Bugs Bunny would be there.
Well, you mentioned Hunter, and I figured Elmer Fudd was a hunter.
Really?
And would want to, would be fucking Anne Jackson.
Wow. So that's how your brain works. Very interesting.
I didn't know that.
The association would be a hoot with you.
I don't know. I was on a special episode of Behind the Bit.
you just got out. Don't go back in there.
And I'm surprised you didn't bust my balls for the worst fucking Elmer Fudd imitation ever.
I didn't even know it was Elmer Fudd. I didn't know what this was doing.
Yeah, right. It's supposed to be Elmer Fudd.
It was lousy all around.
Look, I'm going to bust my balls on the Elmer Fudd imitation, not the writing.
I don't have to pick.
Right.
It's my show.
Here, I'll get you back out of trouble. I'll blow my nose.
Yeah, please. Snot, please.
We're going to expose that to the whole world.
Thank you, dear. Gallons of snot flowing freely through.
Boogers I got.
I'm exposing these two holes to the world.
Yeah, those are the holes we want nothing to do with. Yeah. I got to tell you, sweetie. You got some very interesting and talented holes. Them ain't it. I got to tell you, if you offered those two holes to Mr. Helix before he said I do, he would say, I won't.
Yeah. I will not.
Snot. I will snot.
I will snot.
That's not the type of lube we're looking for.
That's right.
Gross.
Remember the chiffon song? If you think it's butter, but it's not, it's chiffon.
Yes.
Angles, I will ask all the hunters to fuck you. There's an email I haven't gotten. Dear Mr. Davin, can you please fuck Melvin Moriba and Dr. Melvin Santos? I don't care if it's anal or frontal, but please, a fuck away. And my daughter Jennifer Green as well.
Fuck I know, because she's a fucking scammer too.
So I will ask all the hunters to fuck you. So many women like you. I'm going to expose the truth to the fox, too.
The fox?
You heard her.
Well, they're hunting. I guess the fox is in on this, too.
See the truth. You'll be arrested.
Fox on the run.
Good tune.
That's a great song. No, 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 no. Sorry.
Why do they always play the obscure keyboard parts nobody understands?
I know. I was just going to say, what part of the song
that's the
that?
Intro.
Yeah, but nobody gets, you always play the parts of the song nobody gives a shit about.
Because he plays keyboard.
But that's the intro of the song.
But then we care about the bridge, the chorus. Nobody gives a shit about the intro. We hear the intro, we fucking click it off, think it's going to be a song we don't like. if we catch it mid-bridge, we go, oh, why did I only catch the last half? We don't know the song.
Because you mentioned the song, I figured I'd do the intro to the tune.
But you always do the shit nobody knows from the song.
I'm a fucking musician.
Yeah.
Wow.
And she's playing the nose tonight, but who cares? Yeah. I'm going to expose the truth to the Fox, too. Maybe Fox News. Maybe Fox and Friends.
Maybe they know. Be great.
Oh, by the way, it was fun tuning on Fox and Friends and hearing that, because they were talking about Michelle Wolf's new show. It was fun listening to the Fox and Friends on the couch explaining how comedy works. That was fantastic. I can't tell you what a way to start off the morning. When it goes, I'm a very generous laugher, are you? That's awful. Why won't a truck drive through that set?
Oh, my God.
Deucey wasn't even there, and I said it. I'm not wishing them well. I'm not backing down from it. I'm not like Michelle Wolf, who wants a tree to fall on Ann Conway but not kill her. I have no problem if a truck rolls them over. They stink on ice. Not their families. Their families will miss them, but we don't give a shit about.
So listen to Morning Joe.
I flip around. I like to get all the nonsense. Yeah. I like Morning Joe. You know, Meekin could be a little much. I mean, Mika every morning is every fucking liberal, like, hard, just fucking shaking her head at the night before news. If they could have, like, a fucking camera of, like, the hamster inside that little wheel in her fucking brain, just, like, committing Harry Carey every time she reads a Trump tweet, that would be the best show ever. Just like a little fucking hamster trying to hang himself from the wheel. That's what's going on in Mika's fucking brain. And that would be
hysterical.
I would love to watch that.
the animation of what's going on in her head.
I will admit, Morning Joe is usually one. It's either that or Boomer and Geo. Morning Joe is my first political show because I like to hear what it's stupid do now. And Joe Scarborough fucking lambasting him. His former pal and a former Republican. I will admit that's a go-to. But even Mika's a little much go. This is why they don't like us. This is why they don't like us. Anyway, enough of that. So many women like you. I'm going to expose the truth to the fox, too. You see the truth. You'll be arrested asking a woman to raise money. I will show up all the conversation around the world. See the truth. I will fuck up all of you.
Will you now?
And I say, all scammers and phonies, every last one of them.
Yeah.
The real people who did this to you are the people who you wired money to in Malaysia and Ghana. Like I've told you repeatedly, this is what you need to supply your local law enforcement. Once again, the voice of reason. Oh, let's
how see. Frightening, huh, Joe?
It could happen.
Could be.
All right, I think that's enough.
I've had enough.
End it like that.
I'm happy to do more.
I'll tell you. It was fascinating. Let's stop here for now. We have more to tell on a future show.
Yes.
If you want more, I'll give you more.
No, it's getting late. And we have to.
Well, that's why I said I've had enough.
But you don't say it like that. Well, I've had enough. You say, well, that'll be it for tonight. I think that was really good.
Have you had enough?
Huh?
Have you had enough?
Yeah.
Then why can't I have enough?
Because you don't allude to it.
You rip us up if we do something like that, and then you're
not
saying,
Ann Jackson.
No, you know, you're just like, you know, enough of this fuckery. Let's go home. You know, like, you know, we want people to listen to the show. And enjoy
I told
it.
The audience last week. I don't care if they want partisan talking points. Don't listen. Don't you understand? I'm working to get us as little listeners as possible. Don't
Why?
You?
Outstanding job.
Well, so am I, and I'll blow to that.
Ugh. You are so unfuckable right now. Like, you just... I mean, like I said while you were upstairs...
Is it my shirt?
I put it on the right way.
No, it's the golf shirt sweatshirt combination that makes you unfuckable.
What did you say when I was upstairs?
I admire. I respected the fact that you're working hard tonight.
Thank you.
I appreciate you playing through injury.
Thank you.
But still, revolting. But I appreciate you coming in.
Thank you.
I do.
Can you imagine what this would sound like on the phone?
Can imagine what that would sound like being smothered under a pillow.
Oh,
I got that imagination going. You want to hear?
Don't. Can I give Mr. Helix any ideas?
Why is the pillow all green and bloody? I don't know.
Bloody?
Oh.
That's really gross and graphic.
All right.
Yeah.
It was green.
Yeah, really. The,
green
the
I got.
Was good, all but right. then the blood.
All right,
yeah.
So we'll take the blood out of it.
Is that part of the snot shovel packaging?
No.
The blood remover.
No, it comes in this little convenient cover.
What does?
The snot shovel.
But what about blood remover?
That's somebody. That's a
great for snot and twats. That's how you can market it.
Oh, wow. The
blood remover, great for snot and twats.
Oh, my God.
Got something there. You're welcome. It rhymes.
He's afraid to market that.
Why?
Wouldn't you be?
He's not afraid to call a black person an ape. He's afraid to market that.
Say that.
No, he is.
I wouldn't blurt that out the day program.
Joe's girl says that's Tide's job.
Tide. He's got a good point there.
Yeah,
there
she does.
All right, so we've beaten to that. All right, so that was yeah. So we'll do that in a couple of weeks, I'm sure.
So we hardly had any Mr. Davids at all. We had one.
Recap.
One.
How many snots did we have?
Oh, so many. So many. I have a bag full. I want to say again. We had no mention of her jobs, unless I missed it, but I don't think so.
No, she didn't mention any jobs.
No. And there was two so-called, and the only one who called that was Joe's girl. So I say Joe's girl wins.
Yay!
Joe's girl's the winner tonight.
Yay!
She gets a lifetime supply of Joe and Rice-A-Roni.
And she's the winner.
And this bag of tissues.
Finally
used.
What is wrong with you?
Where do we start?
Your husband's going to make you sleep on the couch, right? He's not letting you in the bedroom.
Probably not.
Like this is a couch night.
Yeah, I think so.
Because you're going to be snoring. Do you have, like, the CPAP machine?
I do have the CPAP machine, but I can't use it when I can't breathe.
What does CPAP stand for again?
Unfuckable.
Let's see. I don't know.
You never seen that porno where they fuck the person in the CPAP machine.
The porno starts. Why don't we just watch a movie?
I'm going to go to sleep.
Continuous positive airway pressure.
I don't like you having that at all.
No, I
sounds
know.
Like when I have beans.
That's not positive.
No. So you have sleep apnea.
Yeah, I do.
You went for a sleep study.
Yeah, I did.
You have sleep apnea?
I used to. I don't have it anymore.
I don't think that's something you can grow out of.
No. I don't know. I've probably had it.
Add to it.
I've probably had it since I was a teenager.
I mean, Joanne used to wake me up. You're sleeping. And I go, you're snoring.
No, you had it right the first time. You're sleeping.
You're sleeping. It bothers me.
I go, I'm not snoring. You're snoring. I'm like, all right. So then I would stay awake.
Yeah.
And then she would go, you're snoring. I go, you bitch. I go, I'm awake. I caught you.
I caught you. Fucking big conspiracy.
Joe's girl says, give them to Joe to bring home to me. A bag of snots.
Ew, you should.
No.
Why?
I'm not going to drive down the thruway with a bag of snots.
Nice. Saving the car, it'll get nice. You know, it's good. Warm out, they won't freeze. A little birthday present for Joe's girl.
All right. Ugh.
She's asking. I'll just make the woman happy. She asked for it. All right. I'm going to try to get through this without any more boogers.
Okay.
Get out of here.
Thank God there's no succulent meat involved. I don't think I can handle it.
You sound so congested. God bless you. Working hard. I appreciate it. This show is not easy to do when you're full of snot. Not easy to do when you're full of shit either.
We usually do that.
I know. And then you know how difficult the show sounds to people.
Very, very painful.
Tower of Energy is an energy solutions consulting company that specializes in residential and commercial lighting solutions run by a 15-year lighting professional who can guide you through the world of architecture-grade, environmentally friendly lighting for your home or commercial property. Tower of Energy, T-A-O, Energy, is on the cutting edge of today's lighting technology. You can find them on Facebook by searching Tower of Energy, LLC.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country, and every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner, and Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch, in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets, that's your destination for that special event, such as a Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. And their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by Side Splitting Productions owner Davin of Davin's Den. What do we got cooking?
Food.
Fucking food.
It's a restaurant.
Stay tuned for another upcoming shows, I believe.
Yeah.
All right. Experience all that Portobello has to offer. 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Learn more. Call them. 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990. Or visit their website, PortobelloNJ.com. You deserve the best. You deserve Portobello.
Pip, give your husband that sweet, sweet plug that he's going to get tonight.
You should listen to HudsonRiverRadio.com because on the afternoon drive is my husband, Mr. Helix, 3 to 6 every afternoon on HudsonRiverRadio.com.
Where are you going to be, Joe?
I'm going to be at Hump Night Comedy tomorrow night over at Roxy and Duke's.
Hump Night Comedy?
Very funny. This is going to be great. At Roxy and Duke's Roadhouse, 745 Bound Brook Road, Dunella, New Jersey. Fun starts at around 8 o'clock. And check that out. Phone number 732-529-4464 for tickets and information. And then on Saturday, I'll be behind the keys with Fragile Sky. We're playing Lucky 13 Saloon in Brooklyn, 644 Sackett Street at 4th Avenue. Show starts at 8 p.m. $10 gets you in for a night of kick-ass rock. So come on down.
How was that Jack Russell and Great White?
It was good. It was good.
Did it sound like Great White?
Yeah. Yeah.
His voice isn't shot?
No, it's not. You know, it was lightly attended. There was like about 50 people there.
I guess Jack Russell's not so popular with that Great White.
No, you know, but yeah,
there's people there.
Yeah,
that fucking guy used to be somebody.
You know,
they're a great band. Well, I mean, they have some great albums. I like Great White.
You know, rock. Yeah, I stay for a couple of tunes. You know, but rock is dead. You know, I hate to say that. You got to go. You know, on the island. You know, it's tough to get people in. You know, even if you're, you know, you had some clout.
Yeah, oh, that's uplifting.
All right. Just saying.
Hopefully I'll play my first softball game on Thursday. Every other game has been fucking rained out.
Oh, wow. So you're going back to it. Okay,
yeah,
good.
Yeah, hopefully I won't get injured.
Yeah.
Yeah, hopefully, yeah.
Yeah,
at least I won't have to work out then. So that plus.
That's not, you know what? You might stay uninjured if you did. You know, just learn, you know, do your stretches and stuff like that, and then do your stretches for a cool down, and you should be good.
Thank you, Trainer Joe. All right. Thank you guys for listening. Hey, hopefully we get this podcast up. Sorry. The podcasts have been tardy in being uploaded. Technical difficulties.
Please stand by.
Which are fucking infuriating. But anyway, it's another time. Another bitching. Might be a you stink if that doesn't fucking get resolved real soon. Very public you stink. But anyway.
Uh-oh.
Feel better, Pip.
Thank you.
Good luck with the allergies. I think It's supposed to rain tomorrow.
Oh, God.
Maybe, so that'll help you.
Why, it's not a holiday.
Not necessarily. It's not a weekend.
If you like us, bring a tissue.
Whole box.
If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening.